For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. Shout out to my partner in crime here on this show, Devin Ellington, who's been covering college basketball and just doing work over here for us at hoop-ball.com. And for Tally Site, check him out, guys. Go give him a follow. @DELIE007. I know I'm on there, right? DELIE007. Go check him out. Check out the site @HoopBallTweets, @HoopBallGaming for us primarily here at the gaming division. We're on some hot streaks, man. Yesterday I went 2-2. I hit one underdog, missed one underdog, hit one favorite, missed one favorite. So 2-2 on the day. My UD pick of the day and my pick of the day fell short in the fourth quarter. It was pretty crazy. I finished under 2.5 units, so not a good day for me. But, you know, like I said, it's all part of the game. As Dan mentioned the other day on Twitter, I believe I am now at plus 15 units on the season, which is not that bad. And that's already taken away. So what he tweeted was 17. I think yesterday I finished under 2 units, so 2.5 units. I'm probably at like 15.5, 14.5. 15 to 14 and a half units up on the year, which is great. I look for the values, and that's what I'm here to do. And today we have a big slate, so let's go ahead and jump right on in, guys. I don't want to, you know, keep any more delay. And I want to give you guys a huge thank you. I see that you guys are starting to follow. You guys are starting to interact, and I love it, man. I love it. Agree with me, disagree with me. I think it's all part of the fun. It's what makes us a community, is just by having open conversation. You know what I mean? And we all want to fill this bag. I don't care if you guys roll with me, bet against me, whatever. As long as you're filling your bag, that's what we're here for. So again, let's just jump right on in. Boston, Atlanta is the very first game. Boston on the road in Atlanta as 2-point favorites. Now, they were my pick of the day yesterday, and they fell short against the Mavericks in that fourth quarter. They came back. I thought it was over in the Discord. They came back, fell short. It was rough, and now they're facing off against this Atlanta Hawks team as 2-point favorites again. And this time they will not have any Kemba Walker. Everyone knows that Kemba Walker sits out on the second night of a back-to-back. It's already been confirmed he is out for this game. John Collins is questionable, although he is listed with a concussion. So if I had to lean one side or the other, in my opinion, he is not playing. And Cam Reddish is considered doubtful. So the Hawks are going to be thin. Trae Young's been eaten every time he plays the Celtics. He has been having a feast. So he's going to be a DFS watch today as he's under $10,000 on FanDuel. So you look at that, he's under $10,000, and then yeah, you can find value there because he's been hitting 50s the last two times he played against the Celtics. Still, I like the Celtics here. I like them -2. I like them -135 if you just want to take them straight up. I think the better value is just taking them -135. No reason why to give him that 2 points. But with John Collins out, being thin on the wing, you're going to see a lot of Gallinari. And that's really it. They're going to play small ball. I think the defense that you're going to get with Brown, Tatum, and then the size battle that they're going to have down low with Thompson and them. I just think that the Celtics have the advantage and why they're 2-point favorites. But I think the spread should be 5. So with that in my mind, I thought waking up when looking at this line, it was going to be 5 points. It's still been sitting here at 2 all day, so I'm taking the Celtics. And they may possibly be, not guaranteeing this yet, but they may be looking to be my play of the day. The Indiana Pacers take on the Golden State Warriors at home as 2-point favorites. everyone knows I'm a big Indiana Pacers fan. I really believe in Domantas Sabonis. I think he was snubbed of an all-star selection. I think he should have been in over a Nikola Vucevic. Mainly the reasons why are, one, his team sits only two games back of the Milwaukee Bucks. They are the fourth seed. That should count for something. Number two, he is averaging the same, if not slightly better, stats than Julius Randle, who is a first-time All-Star. And again, sitting higher seeding. I always take considering the higher seeding as a big thing. Now, the last thing, and again, it ties back to the higher seeding. He has been winning games, playing this well and winning games, without Caris LeVert, who is averaging 18.5 points on the year. I mean, obviously, it was for the Nets, but so we can even check in for Victor Oladipo, who I believe is also averaging 18 points a game. And they're missing TJ Warren, which is another 15.5 points per game. Combined together, that's 33 points a game that they don't have, and yet they're still winning games with pieces like Jeremy Lamb, Dougie McBuckets, Justin Holiday. They fit in admirably, but they're not even having that third option, that true scoring option from the guard spot that can help out Brogdon. And they're still winning games. So that's why I'm really high on the Pacers. Now, they're two-point favorites here against the Warriors. The Warriors have been hot, man. They're getting buckets. As I take a drink out of my protein shake, they're getting buckets, man. Steph Curry is real. Everyone knows that. A unanimous MVP for a reason. Oubre's played better. Wiggins has played better. I just don't know. I would tend to avoid this game. Just like the Hawks-Celtics, it's a coin flip. But Hawks-Celtics, to me, shouldn't be a coin flip. In my opinion, the Celtics should be favorited by more than that. Here, I think the size advantage is what's making the Pacers the favorite. And the fact that they're at home. I just don't know. This one's hard. I'm leaning Warriors, though. I'm leaning Warriors. Houston takes on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Rockets, are four-point favorites on the road. The line sits at minus 175, and over-under sit at 220. I'm going to lean on the over here for that 220. And look, guys, I'll be honest. The Cavs got a big win yesterday over the Hawks. One-point win, but they were one of the biggest underdogs on the day, and they snuck that one out. Now, against this Rockets team, they just waived DeMarcus Cousins, so they're going to be playing small. They're going to be looking to push the pace here. So, for my mindset, I think the spread should be higher. I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a lot of pace. I think this is one of my favorite DFS circles on the day, so I have a lot of DFS players from this game. Jared Allen being number one, throwing that out there, and I think everyone knows that. But as four-point underdogs, man, I like the Cavs. They're at home. Sexland is back in effect. Okoro's looking okay. I don't mind Okoro. He's kind of gritty. Still a work in progress, but he's gritty. Torian Prince seems nice. C.D. Osmond's been a nice spark off the bench. I don't know, man. The Cavs are interesting to me. The Rockets, I think, are just kind of riding the wave. They're trying to snap this losing streak that they're on. I'm leaning Cavs here, and I like the plus four. I like the plus four. I'm the best thing for me here, though, is that over 220. I think over 220 is very hittable. Next game, Wolves, Bulls. Timberwolves come in as 4.5-point underdogs to the Chicago Bulls. And I don't see why. I think it should be bigger. The Timberwolves are horrible. They're bad. I know Towns almost had a triple-double last night, but they're bad. Second night of a back-to-back. Wolves are horrible. I have nothing else to say. I'm taking Bulls minus 4.5. Who's stopping Zach LaVine? Malik Monk isn't. Not Malik Monk. Malik Beasley. He's not. Malik Monk's on the Hornets. Beasley's not stopping him. The guy's just going to be a walking bucket. Got named an all-star. I think this is his first game since that since being named an All-Star. He's about to put on a show, man. I believe in it. I think Wendell Carter Jr. being back is going to help down low against Cat. Look, I don't think that it's going to be a blowout or anything, but 8-point win, I can see that happening. Over-under sits at 228.5, slightly leaning on the under there. But who knows? I mean, slightly leaning on the under. If anything, I'm just taking that Bulls minus 4.5, man. I think that's a realistic bet. I think that that's more than capable of hitting. Before we continue down the rest of these games, I think we're halfway through. I want to remind everyone that this show is presented by MyBookie.ag. Everyone head over to MyBookie.ag, where I've been having a pretty decent year, if I do say so myself. But really, I have to mention the fact that their casino games are pretty fun. So I finally caved and I played blackjack on there, and I was on there for 10 minutes, I won $100. Can't be mad at that. 10 minutes, I won $100. You can just go as fast as you want. It's not hard at all. You figure it out quick. I think it's pretty fun. It's well worth it. Everyone go to mybookie.ag. Sign up today. Make your bets fun. Sign up using promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, and MyBookie will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. After you sign up and you use that promo code, head over to Twitter. Look up Dan Bespris, the editor here at hoop-ball.com, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, and he will give you another special treat on us. Another gift. A gift for a gift. Go sign up for mybookie.ag. This is also a new product alert, people, so listen up. Manscaped got their weed trimmer, weed cutter. They got it all. Nose hairs, ease hairs, ear hairs. You got some type of hairs coming out of those holes. Manscaped, they got you covered. Use promo code HOOPBALL. Get a discount. Clean up those nose. Clean up those holes. You don't need all that stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? Spurs, Thunder, the next game up. Spurs are 1-point underdogs here. This is literally a coin flip of a game. The Spurs just have so many players out. It's hard to figure out what team you're really going to roll with. I mean, DeRozan's out. You're going to see a lot of Lonnie Walker. Keldon Johnson's out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah, I'm just avoiding this game. I'm not even touching it. I'm not touching props. I'm not touching it. I'm avoiding this game. So let's go ahead and go on to the next one. I don't even want to talk about it. If you guys want to talk about it, you can hit me up on Twitter for thoughts or any of us, any of the cappers, but see me in the Discord, because honestly, I know which way I lean, but there's me promoting it here on this show, I think would just be a lie, because like I wouldn't even really bet on it. Next game, Pistons, Pelicans. Pelicans are 9.5-point favorites here. Look, I have to be honest. The Pistons, I think the Pistons are a team that just continuously get overlooked. I'm not saying they're a good team, but they fight. Like they literally play like they ain't got nothing to play for, which is true. They don't. Jeremy Grant is solid. Mason Plumlee, solid. Look, Dennis Smith Jr. had his best game as a Piston the other day. He had played 20 minutes and got like 3 or 4 blocks as a point guard. And you're going to see a lot of them until DeLon Wright comes back, which probably won't be till the break. Well, I do like the Pelicans winning this game. I think +9.5 is not horrible for these Pistons. The questions you have to ask yourself, who's stopping Zion? Nobody. But can they give him fits? Can they clog the hole? And then are the Pelicans going to be able to knock down jumpers consistently? Those are the big questions they have to ask themselves and they have to figure out. And I truly just don't know. Regardless, I take +9.5 here for the Pistons, and I feel good about it. Over-under sits at 223. I'm going to slightly take the over there. I think there's more scoring in this game. I think this game can actually hit 230. So I like the over here. Raptors Heat. Next game up on the docket. You got the Raptors coming into Miami as 2-point underdogs. Even with the news that Lowry is expected to return. Look, man, the Heat are playing for something. They're playing for a playoff spot. They're still not even in the playoff picture yet. Goran Dragic may be returning, which cuts the value for those guys holding on to Kendrick Nunn. Again, this is a tough game to choose from, man. It's the second night of a back-to-back for the Raptors. So with that in mind, I'm leaning Heat, and I'm okay with that. But of all the bets that I see here, the minus 2, the minus 130, over under sitting at 214, I'm hitting that over. Over 214, man. These teams can get buckets. And they can play defense, but they can get buckets with each other as well. I can definitely see this being a 115. 115, 110. 107, 110. I mean, I think it's going to be close, obviously. There's a line there for a reason. I'm not going to say it's going to blow it out of the water. But 214 just seems just a little too low. And I'm taking that over. I feel good about that one. I'm taking the Heat, though. -2, -130. I like them a lot. I like the Heat. I feel more comfortable at -130, obviously. Don't put no pressure on points. Just keep them at bay and get that win. I like the Heat here in this game. Bigger game for them. More important game for them. Hornets +9.5 on the road against the Phoenix Suns. +325 is the money line. Over-under sits at 226. Everyone's expecting Devin Booker to go off in this game as he was an all-star snub. I don't see that. I think this could be definitely a big game for Ayton. Anybody that likes centers loves when they face off against the Hornets. Just because the potential that's there. I know Cody Zeller's been playing really good defense, but the potential for them to break out is there. No Devontae Graham. Look, the Hornets, they're good, man. I mean, what can I say? They're a good team. I like the Hornets. I think they play feisty. I think they play better defense than they get credit for. Now, I will say this. I think the spread is only sitting there because of the game time decision tag with Gordon Hayward. And look, I know the Suns are playing fantastic. Chris Paul has been phenomenal this year. Bridges has been defensively sound all year long and has just stepped it up offensively. Devin Booker. Ayton's finally coming to form. He's been looking good this year. But man, LaMelo is real. Scary Terry, you never know which one you're going to get, but if he comes out hot, look out. Gordon Hayward's been Gordon Hayward. The defensive presence of PJ Washington, I think, is big. Same with Bridges, Miles. The brothers are going at it today. Give me +9.5 in those Hornets. Give me +9.5 in those Hornets. I like it. Yeah, they're going to keep it close. This next game, man, again, another ridiculous line. This is gifting. I think this is a gift. +9 for the Lakers. Look, the Lakers just almost beat a Nets team with James Harden and Kyrie. Okay. I think guard-wise, that's where they get beat the most, and James Harden and Kyrie beat them as underdogs, and I get it. The size advantage that Utah has, the fact that they're the number one seed, I get it. I get why they're that favorited. But defensively, the Lakers have still been a problem when they're locked in, and I don't see them not being locked in for this game. This is a big game. No matter which way you cut it, this is a big game. And no, Anthony Davis does suck, but I don't think LeBron is going to let them fall to getting beat by 10. So with that said, in my mind, that's easy pickings. I'm taking that. It's an ESPN game. It's the number one and the number three team in the West. The Lakers know they need to get these wins with AD gone. If LeBron wants to be MVP, I think these games with Anthony Davis out is going to be the deciding factor, really. I just don't see him letting this game get out of hand. I really don't. I just cannot see him letting this game just get out of hand. LeBron James is LeBron James, and looking at how it's gonna run, I truly believe you have to have the Lakers +9 here. That's where the value is, and I wouldn't be even mad at you if you took them +300. Wouldn't even be mad. Don't do anything crazy or nothing, but I wouldn't be mad if you went up to 1.5 units on that. I'll be honest. I just think that this is a disrespectful spread. Kyle Kuzma's playing. Game time decision, he's playing. This is a big game for the Lakers. I'm telling you. Big game for the Lakers. And I like him +9. Let's go ahead and look at these props. I want to know what LeBron James's over-under and points are. Just real quick. We can do this together, guys, right? They don't even have his number in here. They don't even know. There's not a over-under points for... There's no over-under points for LeBron James. The only Lakers they have up are Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Kyle Kuzma. They have Kuzma over-under at 15.5. I'm sorry, but I'm taking the under on that. 14.5 for Bogdanovich. If the Jazz are going to win, he's going to need to hit shots, so I'm going to take the over on that one there if you believe in that. But even still, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm taking the Lakers here, man. I'm confident about that +9. That's crazy, man. That's a big spread. Wizards coming in on this next game here against the Nuggets. Oh, but that's tomorrow. Oh, that was the final game of the night, guys. That was pretty dang fast. I think we ran through this show pretty quick. Sorry for the show being so late, honestly, everyone. That was on me. You know, I stayed at the gym a little too long, got a workout in, and probably shouldn't have done that when I knew Mondays and Wednesdays are my days for a show. So, Devin, I apologize for being late on the show. Dan, I apologize for being late on the show. And fans, listeners, I apologize for being late on the show. With that said, guys, let's go ahead and break this down one more time on what we're leaning. We like the Celtics here. We're leaning slightly toward the Warriors. We like the Cavs. We want those points, but we kind of like the Cavs here. Bulls all day. Doubles. There you go, Devin. We're avoiding the Spurs Thunder. That game is not looking good. If I had to lean one way, look, I'll give it to you quick here at the very end. We're taking the Thunder money line. We want the +9.5 for the Pistons. Still liking it, even when I'm looking at it. I get the Pelicans are good, but 10-point favorite good against this Pistons team? I don't know. Miami Heat, we're leaning their way. We like that money line more than we like the spread, but you know, we'll take it. We'll take either one. We're taking the Hornets here, +9.5. A lot of underdogs today. And lastly here, we are taking the Lakers +9. And that is, man, I still can't believe that they gave LeBron James 9 points. It's big. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't see anything here on my notes for injury news. I know LeBron's a game time decision, but if I had to make a bet, he's playing. And at +9, I'm okay with that bet. So that's the show today, guys. I want to know what your guys' thoughts are. So tweet me at VM Center. Discord me at VM Center in the Discord for all you Wager Pass people. And Wager Pass, what is that? Why do you keep bringing that up? It's at hoop-ball.com. It's $9.99 a month, 33 cents a day. It's well worth it. We have 7 cappers, more coming in here now. Follow your favorite one. I'm not saying pick after pick after pick, follow all of them, but hey, man, we're hitting, we're hot. The records are being tallied up. Check us out, guys. Hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. Rate, review, subscribe to the show. I still appreciate it. Until the end of the month, if you rate, review, subscribe, screenshot that and send it to me. It doesn't have to be good. It could be a bad one, whether you like the show or not. You screenshot it and send it to me. I will give you my Wager Pass picks of the day, but that ends at the end of this month. All right? Shout it out again at Hoopball Gaming, at Hoopball Tweets, at VM Center. Check us all out, guys. And until next time, good luck, good vibes. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.